The doomsday clock is one symbol of the Cold War and the nuclear arms race. Another is the mushroom cloud. I still remember looking at films as a kid of billowing mushroom clouds from nuclear bombs. They always made me feel small and scared that humans could build such powerful weapons. But nuclear technology wasn't scary for everyone. The World's Daniel Gross spoke with a scientist who once worked to find peaceful uses for nuclear bombs.
Milo Nordyke worked as a physicist on Operation Plowshare at Livermore National Laboratory. His specialty was PNEs.
PNE for peaceful nuclear explosions.
Peaceful nuclear explosions. It was 1962. Most people feared the destructive power of nuclear bombs. But Nordyke and his colleagues thought that bombs had the power to create, not just destroy.
We were talking about major projects, you know, like the Panama Canal. And so we said, let's do a 100-kiloton explosion.
Nordyke is 87. 55 years ago, he was at the Nevada test site to study the effects of an explosion known as Sedan. It was one of 24 peaceful nuclear explosions set off by the U.S. The Department of Energy made a film about it.
The explosive used for Sedan was a 100-kiloton thermonuclear device detonated at 10 a.m. July 6th, 1962.
Nordyke remembers staring out at the desert, waiting for a huge underground blast to lift the surface of the earth.
Then you saw a tremendous light, a bright light, and then it grows in size, then shrinks. Then you hear the sound wave that's generated. Boom, boom.
Sedan had 6 times the explosive power unleashed in Hiroshima, Japan.
The main cloud rose to a height of 12,000 feet above the desert floor.
It created the largest man-made crater in America. Apollo astronauts used it to train for moon missions. And Nordyke was proud to be working on such an unusual project.
Only the other persons who were doing that were the Russians.
Nordyke learned about similar Soviet tests from satellite photographs. Lake Chagan in modern-day Kazakhstan was created by a peaceful nuclear explosion. But this was an arms race that nobody won. Moscow and Washington agreed to ban most types of nuclear testing in 1963. The public questioned whether nuclear tests were actually safe. There was even a film made about a mutant scientist at the Nevada test site called the Beast of Yucca Flats.
The beast, finding his victim gone, unleashes his fury.
Audra Wolf, a historian of the Cold War, says the dream of peaceful nuclear explosions had a lot to do with wishful thinking.
You know, if you're a scientist or an engineer who's dedicated your life to building atomic or nuclear weapons, and you're looking for some meaning in your life, it can be really compelling to think that these weapons can be used for good.
Wolf says we shouldn't expect technology to solve all of our problems. Operation Plowshare left a legacy of radioactive fallout and waste.
It's the goose that lays the golden egg. Humans are always looking for these kinds of technological solutions, and they very, very rarely turn out as well as anybody hoped. The people who were planning Plowshare were choosing to ignore those negative consequences.
Operation Plowshare finally went to seed in the 1970s, 10 years and tens of millions of dollars after it got started. As for Milo Nordyke, he ended up learning Russian. He used it to help negotiate treaties that further restricted the use of nuclear bombs. For The World, Daniel Gross, Livermore, California.